Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening. If you're alive, you're listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you are alive and you're listening to one of our archive shows, you're probably on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And it is my pleasure to have you listening into the Building Fortunes Radio shows. We've been doing this for a really long time. We have hundreds of episodes that we've done over the past couple of years. And the microphone, if you will, is not anything that's new under my nose, if you will, relative to stuff. But tonight, if you're listening at night and you're live with us, I have a really special guest. As a matter of fact, I had the opportunity to interview him a little bit ago as a result of him opening up an email that we might have sent and me looking at his website address that was buried inside his email. And I'll have to share with you, I went there because I said, geez, I'm looking at drjerrybrown.com, so it's the D-R, Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, brown.com, and I said, I wonder what's on that site. And when I pushed the button on that site, and then when I went to it, I heard the most amazing woman's voice I have ever heard, because she hit me at exactly the right time, and she just had this great audio that stuck in my brain, and I was so pleased with listening to it. I had to call Dr. Jerry and just kind of say to him, Dr. Jerry, this was so excellent. I just really love this, and I have to compliment whoever that voice is. Just wonderful. And that started a conversation that led to Dr. Jerry Brown being on our radio show today. And I really have been impressed with him over the years, but have definitely found a higher level of appreciation for the things that he's done, and it all started as a result of me just going that little bit of extra mile, a haphazard, if you will, fortuitous intersection. And I think many of you are going to probably find that if you are listening into this, you're going to have the same levels of experience. And I don't know how it happens, whether it's divine intervention or anything else in between, but I am really pleased to have Dr. Jerry Brown hosting segments of our Building Fortunes radio show, and I didn't want to hold him a secret to anybody. I wanted to share him in the spotlight with all you that are listening in, and I am just really pleased to have Dr. Jerry Brown on our radio show today. So, Dr. Jerry, thanks for being here.
Hey, Pete, I tell you what, I count it a blessing, and I really thank God for you. You talk about it's not a novice thing to have a mic under your nose. You are an awesome host, man, but I've been studying you for years also, what you guys have been doing for the industry that I so dearly love, because it empowers my entire ministry. So I want to thank you. And you going to that website, it was a divine connection, but it's a principle. And again, I've known you for years, but I have a principle that I teach my team, that what you're looking for is looking for you. Right, so if you really understand the power of attracting what you're looking for, that's how we actually hooked up. God gave us that ability to reap what we sow, get what we think, and that's how we actually connected. So God bless you. Thanks for being part of the call.
I appreciate everything that you're saying, and I really want to develop this even further, so we're going to talk about some of this today. But a lot of people may not know a lot about you. And we've been doing Building Fortunes Radio for, like I said, many years so far. We have hundreds of episodes that we've done. But there's something about Dr. Jerry Brown that is very attractive in many ways. Number one, your spiritual nature and the teachings that you can help us with for those people that are attracted to that. But you, and when you wrap that together with the business-mindedness as well, and then also the things that you're doing with helping people, like with the – and we'll talk about it as we start to go through the show – with the marathon and the hype, if you will, and you'll share with us a little bit about that. I take a look at this as being, you know, when you run across something special, you just can't keep it a secret, and you better start blasting it out to everybody you know, because you are one of those types of people for me. So I'm really blessed by having the ability to talk to you about this. But I know who you are, and I know, you know, by going to your website and working with you before, and you just put the audio up there of the gospel music, which was so powerful. powerful. That really made an impact on me. But a lot of the people listening in don't know who Dr. Jerry Brown is. So could you give us a few minutes of who you are?
Well, I tell you what, Peter, you talk about building fortunes, and I guess I'll start that question with this answer. You talk about building fortune with a statement. Talk about building fortunes. My heart's desire is to teach people how to keep fortunes once they get them built, right? And so that's by having your roots dug down deep that you don't fall over too quick. So I'll tell my story. I'm from the Bronx, New York, raised up poor, mom, seven kids on welfare. My mom actually died on Mother's Day, 2 days before my birthday. And so I dropped out of school and got a job to take care of my brothers and sisters. And because of that tragedy in our lives, they said we were least likely to succeed. Right, talk about building fortunes, right? You're least likely to succeed. And so I got my brothers all situated, and what they deemed to be my crash site actually became my launching pad to that, because now the story of my mother Rose dying on Mother's Day has become a full-featured Hollywood movie that's coming out soon called The Flowers of Rose, How Our Lives Bloomed Out. So since that time, I'm 20-year retired military. I've pastored in three countries. I've pastored in Korea. I pastored in Iraq behind enemy lines for 12 months. I pastored the U.S. Army Recruiting Command, retired from the military now, and that GED that I had, the high school dropout that I was, Peter, I now have two PhDs, a master's degree, a bachelor's degree, a social degree, and a GED. Enough about that. And entrepreneurship has been the foundation of making a smooth transition from the military going into full-time ministry, now owning my own record label, gospel record label, and producing my own movie, The Flowers of Rose. And so I've built teams all over the world now, and my heart desire is to help people. And so I have a full-time prison ministry to guys and girls transitioning out of prison, or those that transition out of the military that's injured and can't find proper work, or those in Yale, not just jail. I have a vehicle through network marketing direct sales to empower individuals to create generational wealth like I've accomplished myself. So I hope that's enough in a nutshell there, Peter. Thank you.
That sure is. And there's a whole, you know, obviously you can make a whole movie out of that, which you're doing. So
yes, sir.
The interesting thing is the business-mindedness that you have and the idea that you could do just about anything you want. Record label, like you mentioned, you could do the movies, you can be the pastor and the minister, things along that line. But the business model you picked was network marketing. And that's kind of curious for some people, because when you can do whatever you want to do, like you could, why would you have picked the network marketing business model?
Well, Peter, and again, that's a divine, I believe, connection. God directed me here. I picked that model because of my background. A guy like me, high school dropout from the Bronx, New York, they said would never succeed. And that happens to be the model that a guy like me can get involved in and not just succeed but supersede. And so I'll say this on your call. I've made millions of dollars in the industry of network marketing. I've only been involved with two companies. This is my third. And I went to the top. The first company, I became a number 31 top money on a worldwide net company. The second company, I became the first African-American presidential ambassador in the history of that company. Made several million in both companies. Made a lot of money. And so the deal was this, though. It was a platform that I could help others take advantage of. That's why I chose that vehicle, because there really is no limit. I believe God's word that all things are possible to them that believe. I believe this is a leveraged vehicle that anybody, regardless of your background, where you come from, where you are right now, it's just an opportunity. I love that. It's an opportunity. I don't know how well you might do, but you just at least have the opportunity. So they gave me the opportunity. I seized the moment, and now I'm able to be on your call tonight, on your show tonight, actually. Thank you.
Right. Well, you know, I don't know where to start. I think about any one of those defining moments in your life, with number one being raised in a poorer section of New York. The Bronx was a really tough place. I don't know if it's still as tough as it was, but I grew up in New York as well. And if you're a black family in a lower income and the welfare, you know, with welfare and all those types of things, and seven children, you're really struggling and battling. And I don't know how long ago this was, but that was a tough life. And one of the things because I grew up in New York, is I realized some of the vicious cycles that people were in. When we used to sell encyclopedias, educational materials, many times I would go to the schools in the inner cities, and I would be so sad because I saw the potential in the people that were there, but they had no way of really raising themselves out of it. Some might do it with academics if they were lucky, but doing well in school wasn't cool. So a lot of kids kind of held themselves back, or then they got into drugs, or they weren't no jobs. They didn't have the environment that was conducive for success. So it was going to be real easy for a lot of people to kind of get stuck there. So, you know, in essence, that was a defining moment in your life. And then to lose your mom and then to take over, you really were not prepared for any of that sort of stuff, but you did it because of whatever reasons. Some of those reasons probably helped form the foundation of your future success. So do you want to talk about any of that sort of stuff? Like, what was it like when you lost your mom?
Well, that was the most devastating thing in our life, Peter. But you know something? I'll say this to you, which is so powerful. For those listening to this show tonight, you have something that I had during that situation. I thought about this recently, actually, Peter. I thought about when my mom died. My oldest brother was one of the greatest basketball players in New York City. He was a guitar player, a lead guitar player. Actually, he graduated from DeWitt Clinton High School. He played like Jimi Hendrix, one of the top guys in New York City, right? Very talented guy. When my mom died, he lost his mind, went completely crazy, just lost his mind, right? And that's why I had to step up to be the bigger brother and then take care of him at the same time, right? But as I was doing that, I got a job, but I was trying to go to school at night to get a GED. And that's my defining moment when I think about it now. Think about this. Out of all of that, what would make me, in the situation you talked about, it wasn't just the Bronx, it was Fort Apache, the Bronx, right? And you'll hear more about that. And what made me want to get a GED? Well, I had a core value inside of me to want more. So those, when you talk about building fortunes, right, that is the, I believe, the driving force, right? I call it, I didn't like to, I didn't want to, but I had to. I have a got-to mentality. So I had that inside me. I wanted more. I didn't want to settle for less. So I believe on this show tonight, I'm not just saying that, but Peter, that was the defining. There was a core value in me to want more regardless of my situation or my surroundings.
And on a day-to-day basis, you were probably thrown obstacles and roadblocks that most of us never even have to worry or think about because it was an uphill battle from the very beginning. Where did you get the intestinal fortitude? Where did you get the desire? I know you said you had to, but that's real tough to deal with on a day-to-day basis, probably for months and years and maybe even more than that at all at one time. Where do you think that came from?
Well, let me give you this. It came from the process. And here's my spiritual background. I had a chance to pastor in three countries. So I've learned now that God deals with a process, and that's where the movie's actually coming from, the process. And I always say, don't let the process detour you from the promise. Don't let the process detour you from the promise. See, think about this. Mom died, should be a crash site, became a launch pad. My position, getting into the military, I had a no diploma. And at that time, you could not join the military without a diploma. But the Army sergeant said, take the test, kid. I took the test. I scored so high on the test, right? This is that divine intervention. That the guy said, how can you score this high? You high school dropout. Well, he did not know I was going to school at night trying to get a GED. It's the same test for the military. Isn't that amazing? So I passed the test. They had this thing called a non-grad slot. They give out one slot a year to some unfortunate kid that can pass the test and have a criminal record. I have to be that kid for that year. I joined the military, got into the military. Now, this is close to this, Pete. And Peter, ended up, think about this. Mom, dad, got my family situation, going to the military. And now I'm going into combat, into Iraq. Imagine that, right? That's over a period of time. And so you would think that life would get better. In combat, a lot of things happened during that time period. But I ended up in combat in Iraq 12 months, but I ended up preaching the gospel all over the desert. It's called The Untold Story. We built baptismal pools out of cardboard boxes and garbage bags. Got through that part, now imagine this. I grew up a little bit. And I retire from the military, and I get into just direct sales, network marketing, And the first company I joined, I went to the top of that company in September 2004, became the number 31 top money earner worldwide in a company with 3 million people. I became number 31. I got a big check on stage, and 2 months later, the company shut down. Talk about more tragedy. When the company shut down, I didn't blame, complain, or find excuses, right? I simply trusted a principle that says all things work together for my good. Even back my mom dying, work together for my good somehow. I don't know why, I can't explain it, but I know it does because the Bible said so. So, Peter, watch this. I joined the other company 9 days later, and that company ran. I became a top money, one of the top money in that company, and that company shut down. Well, guess what? I had the same principle. All things work together for the good. And so now I'm in the company I'm in now as a major money earner, top leader in the entire company, in the industry of network marketing. So to answer your question, what gave me the fortitude to move forward was understanding the process. But really, God had a plan for me the whole time. And that's what keeps me on point, kind of like a missile in the military. It's off track 99% of the time, but it adjusts itself. I learned how to adjust the way I think. So I think if I change the way I think, I'll change what I get regardless of the situation.
Excellent. Oh, good stuff. We're going to take a little station break. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Peter Mingles and Dr. Jerry Brown. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or build a sales force, you should check out PM Marketing and Network Leads. Visit www.networkleads.com. For over 16 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, Network Leads can help. To learn more, visit networkleads.com or call 386-385-8679. That's 386-385-8679. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous classified ad network, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. Now, back to the Building Fortunes Radio Show.
Okay, everyone, thanks for listening. You're listening to Peter Mingles, that's me, and Dr. Jerry Brown, and we're talking a little bit about him if you've never met him before. And then hearing his story, you'll see how inspired I am to have him as a regular guest show, a regular guest host on the Building Fortunes Radio platform. So we're all here for a common mission to be able to help people as we possibly can. And I love hearing your story, but I know how hard it was to do the different things that you do, and you're still willing to do them. So for those people that are listening in, if you're looking for someone who's willing to roll up his sleeves and go to work with you, you'll find that with Dr. Jerry Brown. So you'll be able to go to the Dr. Jerry Brown Show on buildingfortunesradio.com and be able to find his contact information. And if you're looking for someone that you can work with and he can help you achieve the level of success that you possibly could earn, and you're willing to do the work, you want to check out what he's doing. Let's talk a little bit about the company that you're associated with now, and then I want to somehow or another, I want to connect that with the product and what you're doing with the HYPE, H-Y-P-E program. So let's talk a little bit about the company you're with right now. We have about 10 minutes left, and then we're going to kind of blend that with that really great thing that you're doing with HYPE.
Well, Peter, I had a phenomenal – now, there's a principle I use, and it's from the book Good to Great by Jim Collins, and it talks about get the right people first. Get the right people first. Get the right people on your bus. Get the right people in the right seat and the wrong people off the bus. Well, I believe in that principle. So the person that recommended me to come to this company was the right person. So before I knew the company, the product, or the compensation plan, or the people, I knew the person that instructed me to come, my mentor. So I did it for that reason, and I thank God for it. I mean, he looked out for my best interest because the right people, they do that. The company is Zija International, and what makes it so profound is this, is that it's a unique time for health and wellness. Right, and this company is a nutrition-based company to give your body great nutrition for your body to actually self-correct itself. And so it gives me a platform now to do what I've done all my life, help people, even back to my own brothers and sisters from the military, being in Iraq, into entrepreneurship. And the biggest concern now is people are concerned about their health and wellness. So I talk about nutrition. That's about it. And so the process that this company has given me to connect with the ministry is powerful because the church preached a special word that we should prosper, be in good health as our soul prospers. And so that's how I met Pastor Dre from Bike for Hike. He has a program. This guy rode his bike over 7,000 miles, and it goes back to like me and yourself, Peter. He was attracted to me. He found me on Facebook, and somehow the Lord connected us. And so this guy has ridden his bike 7,000 miles and for the cause of providing services and support to organizations that help people. And so this next Bike for Hype, hype means homelessness because he was a homeless guy, illiteracy, education, physical health, talks about Alzheimer's, Down syndrome, and for those causes. So he's riding his bike another 3,000 miles. He'll end up on the Oprah show, which he just endorsed his book. He also will end up at the White House with President Obama. To raise $42 million to give back to organizations supporting those causes. And going to use the Zegia business model because of the product, the Moringa Aloe Fear, which for those who want to get more about that, please, you can see it on my website. Go to thejerrybrown.com and click on the Zegia opportunity. And give you a background on a great, great nutritional product for health. So he uses this vehicle to reach out to people. And I'll travel with him around the country and be a presenter in that particular area of health, wellness, talk, and nutrition.
But I was on a conference call listening in just a night or so ago, and what a powerful gentleman, what a great spirit, and it's going to be amazing what he does. I mean, he will definitely have an impact on this world for sure, and it's going to help a lot of people as well. So in reference to the church, talk to us a little bit about the way you're able to blend some of those things together, because I was on a conference call with you just last night, and I was listening to people make some declarations, and it was a really, really special thing. So you're working with leaders and pastors all over the world. So talk to us a little bit about your organization.
Well, my organization is, I call it some of the most anointed network marketers in the world, right? And I say that for the reason of they got a heart for God and a heart for God's people. So what better place, Peter, to bring opportunity than the church? Think about that. I mean, I don't care who you are, what your background may be, right? It's a blessing to have someone praying for you. But the church is supposed to be the light of the community. We should be the ones empowering the community. But the great news is we should start with ourselves first. Empower ourselves to empower others. That's the key. That's the heart of the church. That's what Jesus did. He was empowered to empower others. And so this program, I simply call this a pastor's retirement. I position the pastors in network marketing. I train them to understand it, not for your selfishness, but it's because it's a vehicle. And then I move the pastor out the way, go preach the gospel. Then I come in with my team, and we inspire, educate, and empower the people so they can have something for their families, like high school dropouts like I was, like the guy that's coming out of prison, like the drug rehab person, the single parent, or that mother, the grandmother, or the person coming out of Harvard that can't find a job anymore in your church. So we empower them to bring money back to their families, and then we teach them stewardship enforcement with programs like what you present here, Building Wealth Radio Network. See that? So we bring this back to the church where they build their foundation on the Word of God, and God is their source, but we teach them how to properly use the resource of direct sales and products and services that can change their lives and create revenue to help others in a
and
big
a lot
way.
Of people, yep, and you mentioned something a lot of people sometimes don't think about, but the challenges that sometimes people have as a result of a tough background. If you were somebody that was, and I assess no judgment here, so some people get stuck on or caught up on drugs for whatever reason. It could be anything. It's really hard to have a regular job when you're going through those challenges or even after you've been through those challenges. If you're somebody that doesn't have a big education, you can't get a job where a college degree is required just for the interview. Or if you're somebody that's taking care of somebody else, you know, maybe an elderly person or a sick person, so you don't have the flexibility in your schedule, network marketing is the best opportunity for a lot of everybody, including those people that could provide an exceptional income when it's done the right way. So
well, thanks.
If you – go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, think about this, because you're right on point. Think about this. This is the bottom line. Look at the total recidivism rate of guys and girls coming out of prison. You know when they come out of prison, they got a 99% failure rate of going back in, right? And one of the biggest causes they can't find funds, they can't find jobs to take care of their family. It's like a catch-23, right?
Yep.
So you can take that same person that understands, like my own little brother that came out of prison in New York City, I got him involved with this company. And so now, I say this comically, but I mean it, he's not selling dope, he's selling hope. Isn't that amazing? Right?
Yep.
I got one brother that came out of prison, one that's a state trooper. Now they can work together. This guy has a home-based business, and he's marketing a product that can help people now. Isn't that amazing? It works now. You just can't get around that opportunity for the person, regardless of what their background is. They at least have the opportunity. No telling how well they would do, but they have an opportunity. So you're right about that, Peter. Awesome, awesome opportunity.
It's probably one of the best things for people that have more obstacles thrown in front of them at the time where they can probably, where they really need a helping hand. They, you know, the society throws all these obstacles in front of them. So, and they can take advantage of working with people like yourself and the other people that you have in your organization. Well, we're just about running out of time. I mean, this is the fastest half hour I've ever spent on the radio. So I'll let you have the last minute, if you will, and we're going to have you come back on regular schedules, but I wanted to grab you right away while I could. So if you're listening in, you're listening to me, that's Peter Mingles, right? We host Building Fortunes Radio, and you're listening to our new guest host, Dr. Jerry Brown. I'll give you the next 1 or 2 minutes, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Well, Peter, I'll say this. I'll throw a commercial plug to my wife here. She has a brand-new gospel album called Manifestation Praise, and you can get that on my website. I want to put that in there, thejerrybrown.com. Get the album, folks. It caught Peter's attention. And, Peter, I'll say this. We talk about those that are going through struggles in their backgrounds from where they come from, but I'll say this to you. This building wealth is not just for those that's trying to make it. It's for those that have made it and can't make it anymore. I mean, from the real estate brokers, the bankers, the butchers, the bakers, and the candlestick makers. Everybody's looking for something now, right? They've been downsized, right-sized, and terrorized, and now this is a vehicle. My sole purpose now is actually to mentor CEOs and executives and major entrepreneurs to be successful in this industry of network marketing. That's what I'm doing. That's my new program. So I'm not reaching the guys just from jail. I'm really reaching the ones from Yale now. I'm reaching them both. So, and again, this is the kind of show that I enjoy, because you have the access, you give the access to the people to get the information. What separates the average from the great is the information. So, Peter, I tell you, I'm looking forward to working with you. I'm excited about it, and, man, thank you for what you've done over the years.
I can't wait. So, everyone, thanks for listening in. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio. You have Peter Mingles and Dr. Jerry Brown. We're going to catch you next time. Speak to you soon.
You've been listening to the Building Fortunes Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segment. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.